Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. And we will be doing that again starting at the end of this month. We'll be looking at some of the narratives around Jesus's birth. We'll be going through those verse by verse, and then we'll be starting 1 and 2 Timothy around the first of the year. So we'll be going back to that rhythm, that beautiful rhythm of just going through an entire book. I'm really looking forward to that. But right now we're working through verses that were found in the seven deadly friendships, and we are in Proverbs 16:28 from the Common English Bible. It's a short one, and it says this: destructive people produce conflict. Gossips alienate close friends. Mind if I pray for you? Oh yeah, this is a problem. So Lord, of course, initially we pray for ourselves. We pray that we would not be destructive people, but constructive people. That when folks see us, they don't see us as people who tear down others, but build them up. And I know in this crazy world that we live in, and especially with the anonymity of, I'm sure I didn't say that right, of social media, and able to just say really mean things without seeing people face to face, it's become more and more apparent that we love destruction. And I think we have to win. And if we have to win, that means somebody has to lose, which means we have to always be right and someone else has to be wrong. And if someone has a different opinion from us, it's not just simply a different opinion. It's an affront to us because our security is based on our rightness. And so, Lord, I thank you that our security is not based on our rightness, but rightly on you and on your word, that our security isn't based on having all the perfect opinions or all the perfect decisions, but it's based on your perfect opinion and your perfect decision. So Lord, help us to rest in the perfection of you today and not in the perfection of ourselves. And help us not to be threatened by someone who has a different opinion than us. Lord, I pray today would be a day that we would just put these words in our head and just keep them at front of mind. And those two words are image bearer. The person in front of me who disagrees with me is an image bearer of you. You created them in your image. It's very clear. It goes all the way back to the book of Genesis. And so because every person I encounter who has an opposite opinion of me is an image bearer, they deserve to be loved well. They deserve to be taken care of. They deserve to be listened to. They deserve to be to receive kindness. They deserve to be treated with dignity and respect. And so, Lord, thank you for endowing all of us, imbuing all of us with your worth, and giving us that beautiful strength of being an image bearer. Place those two words at top of mind today. And Lord, in terms of gossip, I pray that, Lord, I pray deeply and truly that I would not choose to gossip this week, that I wouldn't want to hurt a friendship or tear people apart by my words. And Lord, I also pray for those who have been gossiped about. It's hard, it's painful, and it hurts. And Lord, I pray that that hurt of being gossiped about would cause us instead to long to not do it, because we know how it feels. Let someone else's gossip and how they have hurt us be a cautionary tale about how we want to act and react today. Because Lord, it is not fun to be a part of that. It is not fun to hear it. It is not, and maybe it's fun to hear it, but it's not right to participate in it. And it certainly isn't fun to be the brunt of it. So Lord, keep our ears and eyes open to gossip and help us to simply be quiet and walk away. We just don't want to be a part of that today. In our work, in our families, in our friendships, in our acquaintances, on social media, deliver us from that spirit of gossip. Deliver us from wanting to be better than other people or to have insider information so we feel cool about ourselves. Deliver us and forgive us, I pray, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day, where, you know, it's been my privilege and pleasure to pray for you. If you know someone who is not being prayed for, or maybe feels lonely, maybe someone who is shut in because of an illness, and maybe they don't even know how to figure out how to listen to a podcast, but you can actually just send them to marydemuth.com and they can just click the podcast, the Pray Every Day link at the top of the page, and they can listen on the web. So that's one way to do that. Anyway, I hope you have an amazing day, a gossip-free day, and a destructive people-free day. And may you experience the favor of God on your life.